This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After I saw this, I thought, this is a cookie jar debate if I've ever seen one. But it's not Friday and we don't want to wait, so it's an emergency cookie jar. All right, a little more frantic to get this one in this week.
But yeah.
This tweet got almost 300 million views and sent everybody into heated arguments. A taste of OG Twitter, some have said. The tweet in question, I think 100 people could beat one gorilla. Everybody's just got to be dedicated to the S. John, could 100 people beat a gorilla?
So my initial reaction was thinking of who I would want those 100 people to be.
Does it matter?
It matters.
Oh,
sure it matters.
I don't think we're winning with anybody.
No.
But even with UFC fighters, we're not beating a gorilla.
No. I mean, that's the arrogance of every male out there. make me one of those 100. But then I was looking at a silverback gorilla. No shot in hell. 100, you could put 200, and it's not going to matter. He is going to
rip their faces off.
It might start with their faces. Yeah. It might just, I mean, if this gorilla is going to have some fun, he may just pull off a couple of limbs, beat you with that limb for a little while, and then when he gets tired, he may just go for the face.
They can weigh up to 500 pounds. And what happens when we all go in with this game plan and someone gets their head ripped off? Are we all still fighting them?
Well, people are going down for sure.
Right, we're losing.
But that was my instant reaction okay, wait. I've got questions. Tell me about these people, right? Like, are they average men? Are there men and women? Are they... I need to know their physicality, really, before I choose that. And could we outsmart this gorilla? Could we, the sheer number of 100 athletic men outsmart this gorilla? And some of them are going down because you know not everyone's going to survive, right? Are they just fighting for their, what are they fighting for? Are they fighting for something else besides their lives?
Do you go with 99 studs and one just sacrificial lamb?
You throw him
in there.
One.
You throw, okay, but so 90 studs and 10 sacrificial lambs, you throw them in there just so he is distracted by ripping them apart.
Strategy.
Yeah,
but I think he's going to stop ripping someone else apart the minute we start to, how do we even deal damage on this gorilla?
You don't. This is,
how
this
do we
is
hurt the gorilla?
Ultimately, an exercise in futility. It's not going to happen.
I mean, how many people would it take?
Is it so... Firearms aside, are you allowed the use of any weapons?
Like tools?
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, I mean, once you start having sharp objects.
I would probably say no.
Now, this is just
because does the gorilla get tools?
Hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah. Does a gorilla get a gun?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Firearms aside, yes.
But, like, can the gorilla pick up a rock and bash you with it?
I suppose anything need to, but... Like sticks and rocks are fair game.
Okay.
Like, anything that would be in a forest environment.
Okay. It wouldn't be as much fun for the gorilla.
Yeah, where's this taking place?
I'm thinking like a Hunger Games dome situation
where
we're like outdoors.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously there's going to be tree limbs, branches. I mean, you could use something like that to swing.
But they're going to come up and get us. I mean, we can't run and hide from a silverback gorilla.
Play dead.
100 people are going to... Again, I don't get
and
how...
And then charge!
I get maybe not dying. I don't get how we attack and win this fight.
Yes. Everybody just drops to the ground. The silverback is a little
bit
going,
and then when he's least expecting it, you get him.
You pounce.
Yeah.
Now's our moment.
I don't know.
No.
We aren't the only people debating this, by the way.
I think this may be one. Is this what Twitter originally was?
Like this just is stupid internet fights? Yeah. It still kind of is.
Yeah, but now it's just surrounds itself with other topics.
Yes.
The stupid topics.
Toxicity.
But no, I don't think there's any hope. In fact, it's probably for the gorilla. If he wants to just, I don't know, play with his food, maybe it takes a little while. If he just gets tired and says, you know what, I just want this to be over. I mean, does it last 10 minutes? Does it last 5 minutes? Or less?
I think it would last a lot longer than that. Maybe I'm putting way too much faith in
humans. If all 100 run and hide, sure, he'd have to seek them out and then destroy.
I need to see it.
I don't really want to see this.
Not in real life. I mean, I've seen a gorilla and I've seen 100 people, yes, but I like, it's hard for me to envision just a group of just 100 people ready to go to battle.
What was that show during the pandemic that was... It was a foreign show, and it was, I think it was on Netflix. I know.
Was it Man versus Beast?
No.
Are you talking about the?
It was the morbid one. It was where it wasn't in English.
And you didn't watch the whole, you watched it on a flight, right? Didn't you try it on a flight?
I watched like one or two episodes, but it was.
I never got into it.
Where they,
you know
like,
it.
They,
yeah,
they got these.
Everyone knows it.
These people to come in and they were playing like there was one where
there's
it was
games
like
you got to try to survive or you get killed.
Red light, green light,
Squid
where
or Squid Games, yes.
Squid Games. There you go,
yes.
Thank you.
Squid Games, super popular. Yes,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
You didn't finish it?
No,
I never watched
it. Was
it.
Stupid.
What?
I watched 2 seconds of it and said not for me.
No, I thought this, you were being a reality like, show.
This sounds like a
that wasn't a reality show.
A episode of Squid Game.
Where yeah, except this
there's
would eliminate
no
everybody.
Survivors.
Yeah, they'll be done. We aren't the only people debating this. In fact, the Lions social media team stopped out at practice and asked players this very same stupid internet debate question.
Yeah. Who was the one who said 100 Jake Bates? What, are they going to kick him in the gorilla nuts?
By the way, Gio Manu said, put me at the front, if you want an idea of who the Lions drafted a year ago. Yeah. Guy who says, I'll go take the gorilla, put me at the front of the line.
Maybe they should. Life or death? No rules, man. Kick the gorilla in the nuts?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I have a feeling that's only going to make him madder.
Yeah, I don't think we want to enrage the gorilla.
Yeah.
Although,
John,
we're trying to kill
him. If I hit you in the nuts, would you just be madder or would you be rolling around the ground in pain?
Somewhat depends on the situation. If it's a life and death situation, I'm not going to be rolling around in pain. It's really going to piss me off.
There's two elements here that I think are the factors in the attacking of the gorilla. Is it the gang tackling aspect of it?
Right.
The 100 all attack at the same time. Then how are you attacking the gorilla and getting like open space to attack? And then there's the endurance element of it. Like, can this gorilla get to 75, 80, 85 and so forth and go and run through the gamut? It's the marathon of it all.
Yes.
Is the strategy to
Tire him out,
and then the last 10 guys can get him.
Okay. So
but if you're at 98
say,
and 99, you're really...
If the gorilla is spent, worn out, how do you even kill a gorilla? You're going to snap its neck? You're going to put it in a sleeper hold? I mean, I just don't know. Like, I don't know that punching it repeatedly is going to do anything more than, again, just make it matter.
You don't think there's a winning strategy for the finishing of the gorilla's life?
Without a tool, no. Okay. Without a spear, without a knife, without something that separates us, because I just think that the massive strength that a gorilla has, the agility a gorilla has, the speed, the power? No, I don't think there's any chance 100 humans have, even if they all gang tackled it at the same time. We could poke its eyes out so it can't see you anymore. There's a strategy.
Ticket texters have some strategies. In this fake situation, 20 dudes holding down each arm and leg, 5 dudes try to kill it. I'm banking on losing 15. Prayers to their fake families. Dudes win. We lose 10 to 15 men, but 100 versus one gorilla, 100 men win every time. Great question, Heather. Why are they fighting? Prize money to save the planet? There's different motives,
right,
to change the strategy. 100 prisoners on death row fighting for their freedom. If they take down the gorilla, they're free. If they don't, they're gonna die anyways. Boy, this is getting dark.
Right, yeah, but okay, but this goes back to David and Goliath, right? David had a weapon.
Right. A texter says we need ChatGPT to answer this. I did Google. Someone has already had ChatGPT answer this, and this is their answer.
Yes, 100 unarmed men could defeat a single adult male gorilla, but one, it would come at extreme cost, likely dozens of deaths and catastrophic injuries. Two, it would require incredible coordination, courage, and strategic sacrifice. And three, without careful planning, the gorilla could very well win or cause immense devastation before being overcome.
Mm-hmm. Immense devastation. I that would be my bet.